Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, I had a little week, man. The 495 we talked about got cut down to 170. The next day, his Truth Social ticker went public. I think they had a SPAC merger. He owns, 80 million shares?
Yep.
Some crazy 80 million shares. Based on where it opened at, his worth is $6.2 billion. Right,
I know he's waiting for that 90-day lockup period to expire so fast.
Well, they got him on a longer than 90 days, so he got the 6-month lockup. So he can't trade or loan or try to have a loan against the shares. So he got to wait 6 months. So that brings him to October, right before the election. Which is, but that's the thing.
If Biden finds a way to let him exit early, Trump may not even want to run.
$6 billion.
Let me get my little $3.5 billion. Biden, you can have the office. I'll go right back to Mar-a-Lago. Cool.
He got it right now. If he wins, that actually is going to be worth something. Like the meme. Sorry. So his thing is a meme stock now, right? It's officially a meme stock.
By definition, it's a meme stock in the sense that it's not trading off of any technicals or fundamentals. Yeah. It's just moving on sentiment. So what people think or how people feel about pretty much him, right? Because if you think about it's a social media app. I'm not on it. I don't know if any of you guys are on it, but how do you generate revenue on social media apps? Majority of times it's advertising. And we haven't seen any, I haven't been on to see if there's any advertising. I don't know who's spending the money, but to have a valuation this high for something it was created 2 years ago, maybe not even.
I'm floundering around. Yep.
And what also makes it is that, and this is important about memes, and I think you always talk about it, being Ponzi schemes, right? They're not bad until people start wanting their money and the value goes down On the way up, people are going to make money. And so this is kind of like the definition of that meme. Yeah, it's trading at one price now, but that doesn't mean it can't go higher. And if maybe it will. And if the population that is enamored with his presence,
yeah,
his lead starts to start pulling up a little bit higher in this presidential election, his popularity starts to decrease even more, more news breaks out, you could start to see that ticker start to move up. Now, based on fundamentals and technicals, should it? Probably not.
Probably not.
What qualifies it as a meme?
The interesting thing is, could he run his campaign donations through the social media site? Like, donate here as a way to drive revenue? Because if so, I don't want to give him an idea, but if his base contributes to that, and now you can solidify the revenue, and he gets hot at the right time and could win, and maybe if he does a debate through that platform,
I mean,
he could work the magic.
Trump's a hustler. He can find a way to you know, figure some things out and make some money. And he has celebrity. This is why it always says, like, people always say, like, you know, I'd rather be rich than famous. That's not always entirely the best way to go about it. Because if you're rich and you have no fame, if you lose your money, all you have is your relationships and your information, hopefully get it back. But if you're famous and you're rich, and you lose your money, you still have your fame.
Like an open door.
And depending on how famous you are, that fame is going to carry you through. Mike Tyson, he's about to make $50 million for fighting. He's 50 years old, 55 years old.
57. Yeah. Crazy.
That's because he's famous.
Yes.
Not because he's a skilled, he could be a skilled fighter and nobody knows who he is. He's not making $57 million. So in some cases, fame actually is more valuable than money. Yeah. And Donald Trump is a perfect example of that. No matter what, he falls down, he gets knocked out, he gets sued for $400 million. You think it's over, and his name is big enough, and he has enough of a following to make himself, he literally just made himself a billionaire over again. They got as much followers as fan base. Shout out to Isaac Hayes.
Yeah, they went over 600,000. Shout out to Isaac.
So if they have, how many followers does Truth have? In the event that they have that, why isn't Isaac Hayes a billionaire? Because Donald Trump's name is Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
So he literally just made himself $6 billion out of thin air.
Out of thin air, a
social media platform. I've never met one person in life that was ever champion Truth Social. I don't know anybody that's on Truth Social. I've never seen anything get reposted from Truth Social. I've never seen anything. I've never seen anything on Truth Social other than articles and news about Truth Social because Donald Trump was attached to it.
No, so there's an argument saying that the legit followers are in that 500 to 6, but they're saying that there's 5 million. There's 5 million. That's a big difference, but they don't know how many of them are legit. So we don't know.
All right. Well, even 5 million, that's still not a lot in relative.
Yeah.
To him having a $6 billion valuation for 5 million people.
TikTok has 2 billion.
Look at it from this standpoint. He has 5 million people on his platform, right? Logan Paul probably has 100 million followers.
Okay.
Kai Cenat, how many followers does Kai Cenat have just on Instagram alone? Right?
Yep.
Kim Kardashian has 100 million followers.
Yeah.
So
he has 9 million. Kai has 9 point.
Kai got 9 million followers just on Instagram, let alone YouTube and Twitch and Twitter. And he probably has an aggregate of over 50 million followers.
Yeah.
So I think I have to say that's a business lesson in branding and keeping yourself relevant. If all else fails, keep your name popping.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, he has 626 million. He's a
what? Well, I mean, that's deserved.
The most followed person on Instagram.
Keep your name popping.
Mm-hmm.
And anything could happen.
It can open
what is the segment? What are like three, let's say five ways to keep your brand relevant and top of mind?
Oh, man. You got it. So this is a tricky thing, right? Because it's like you're going to have to do things that you probably morally, like you got to do outlandish things to stay relevant over the course of time. 50 Cent's a great example of this.
That's
so he's, remember at some point in time, 50 Cent was, they counted him out. musically. Yeah, then he came back with power and he reinvented himself. But in between that, he's never been afraid to do a variety of different things publicly that probably most people wouldn't feel comfortable doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you read The Art of War or 48 Laws of Power, that's part of it. You gotta do things that keep your name relevant.
I was gonna reference what my last guest on Blackout said about 48 Powers.
Dame Dash?
Yeah. But we could
shout out to another thing that you have to do.
Can I touch on the outlandish thing? Because we could have stayed with Trump, right? When you think about what he's done. We talked about the sneakers last month. You see what he released this month?
The Bible.
He's selling Bibles for $60.
He don't even read the Bible for $60. But,
so inside the Bible, it has copies of the nation's founding documents, but it also has lyrics to God Bless America, God Bless the USA inside of it. And he's selling for $60. So it's just a series of just like, he's not going to do that. He can't do that.
But then it's also I mean, even for us, right? That's something that we've had to keep our name relevant. So it's like, okay, we do a world tour. Nobody's ever thinking about doing a world tour, right? That's news. That's way to stay relevant within the culture. We do Invest Fest, right? That's a way to stay relevant within the culture. We create a financial curriculum for high schools and pilot it in the Bronx. That's newsworthy. That's a way to stay relevant. We have Donald Trump come to this year's Invest Fest. Breaking news alert!
Hold on. I hear steps coming down. Somebody's coming down the steps.
If y'all think DT is going, it would be a good keynote for Invest Fest this year, put in chat. Let me just check the temperature real quick. But if y'all think that DT,
you know, I gotta go upstairs, right?
If y'all think DT would be good for this year, you think DT would be a good guest for Invest Fest?
I'm going with whatever Troy mom and dad say.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why.
And then when I come in, why did you agree? I'm so sorry.
You know, you gotta go like to the crib, right? Like
DT.
I'm gonna get a call after this. I'm gonna get a call.
What about Joey? Joey Crack.
DT actually tried to tweet Adam and put Joe Button. I'm mistaken.
He tried to tweet Adam.
Yeah,
he tried Adam who?
At Joe Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden.
And he put a U instead. Put Joe That's Button.
Shout out to Joey Button. He might be.
But it would be controversial.
It would be legend. I tell you what. If we have Donald Trump at Invest Fest, which might happen, by the way.
Perhaps.
This is how it's going to happen. Everybody will say, well, not everybody. A lot of people will say that we sold out.
Yes.
That
they'll ask us the price.
We're a part of Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
That they hate us.
We turn our backs on the culture.
And guess what will happen when he gets on stage?
Everybody gonna rush the stage.
I've seen this happen before. That's why nothing's
around you.
I don't trust the public, bro. I don't trust the public, bro. I've seen this happen before.
Well, people want to see.
If he gets on stage,
they want to see
20,000 people
standing
in attendance, standing, watching. It's not real. It's crazy.
Invoke with emotion. It invokes emotion.
But another thing that you could do to stay relevant is to This is the Drake model. Skew young and work with the next wave of talent.
Yeah, and collaborate.
Right? And co-op that. Drake has done a tremendous job of co-opting that, right? So when he works with Lil Baby, when Lil Baby's on a come up, right? Or he goes to London and gets with Central C, or he goes to Jamaica and gets with Popcorn, or he rides
the kid for bats right now.
He riding Drake.
No.
Salute to Drizzy.
No, don't do
this
that.
This is a business lesson,
don't
guys.
Don't say that. Don't
this
say
is
that.
A business lesson, guys. Salute to Drizzy. But he's found a great way of reinventing himself by finding up-and-coming wave makers.
It's the audio.
They're not waves yet. We went over this. It's not waves. A wave yet. They've created a buzz. He makes it a wave. There's a difference. Like, he's not... rather than being relevant, he's staying responsive. There's a difference.
So in business, if you look into look for the new hot up and coming content creators, the new hot designers, the new Kanye did the same thing.
Jay, absolutely.
They all did it.
They all did it. Just Drake.
Absolutely.
Done Drake's done it on a different level.
Yeah, he's done it the best.
He perhaps maybe he has a better ear for it.
He's the best A&R.
He's responsive. He's
the best A&R in music business.
What's the next sound? He's looking. He's seeking it.
He's listening on YouTube. He's tapped in.
Yeah, he's everywhere with it.
So it's like even for us. Like I watch Instagram. I watch content creators. I watch people that's doing their thing. I watch
you know what y'all doing.
You got to stay up to date. You can never get caught in a bubble, and
your own bubble. Going on. Your own bubble.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your own bubble.
You never get caught in a bubble. Yeah, you gotta know what's going on.
It's the Truman Show. You never know what's happening out there.
Yeah. So those are two ways that you can stay in the media cycle.
I love it.
Big T at InvestFest.
DT.
Day one or two?
I said day two, five. Day one, it'll
finale.
Mess up the event. It might not be a
day. Can you big imagine? Fact. They're going to be picking out there. They're going to be outside.
You're going to have
the whole
movement is going to be, they're going to have a whole, yeah.
Like, get out the way, man. We're trying to get to the food trucks, man.
Shut down the highway.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.